Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Ari, here.
This is Christina Williams.
It's Dawn Staley.
I'm Miles Ehrlich.
It's your girl, Jasmine Baker, here.
And you're listening to About That.
About That.
About That.
About That.
So you know you gotta stay locked into About That with your boy, B. Terrell. Deuces. I'm sorry, no sorry. Nobody
but don't act crazy. What up, everybody? This is your boy, B. Terrell, and you're listening to another episode of About That. Hey, y'all, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in this week to the show, special Saturday edition of the pod. And hey, you know, I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Had a lot of fun. I'm coming to you live, actually, now from sunny Las Vegas. And It's in the WNBA sphere what has happened. You know, we've had the All-Star game. The trade deadline has passed. And, yeah, we are – the second half of the season is underway. The race to the finals is upon us. Well, I won't say the race to the finals just yet. The race to the playoffs is upon us. We have some teams looking to, you know, ramp it up. Pretty much like the Chicago Sky did last season on their way to their finals, into their WNBA championship. But, yeah, so it's been pretty exciting, this is going to be a pretty much a little short episode today. I just want to talk about, you know, what took place in Chicago for WNBA All-Star. And, you know, just want to come and talk to you a little bit about the trade deadline, what did and didn't happen. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about this week. And I'm going to take a little break. I just want to give y'all like a little precursor, a preamble of sorts, or something I don't know what the right word to use is, but I want to preface what this episode is going to be. Like, think of it like a table of contents of sorts. Oh my God, I'm staring. Is that Janet Jackson or is that Shania Twain? That's Shania Twain. Sorry, I'm looking out my hotel window right now. And there's this big poster. And it looked, because I saw the red and the flying hair immediately, I thought that was Janet Jackson, but it's Shania Twain, actually. I guess she's going to have a residency here or something. But yeah, I'll be right back. Go and get yourself a little coffee. Don't miss it because it's going to be a short one. And just wanted to come and talk to you a little bit because I miss speaking with you. It's been 2 weeks. Be back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, I am back, and I am going to go through some of the WNBA All-Star happenings. There was a lot of discussion about WNBA All-Star, and I was talking to my friends, and first, it was amazing getting a chance to see so many fans there, getting a chance to meet a lot of the media folks who I hadn't met in person before, because we are still in a pandemic, but getting a chance to just be a part of the festivities, however few far and in between they were for the fans, and then everything else. It was really fun. There could have definitely been a lot more. But I was speaking with my friends, and I had to really understand that I had to really understand that my experience was a lot different than the regular WNBA fans' experience. And I wasn't aware of that initially. I guess, yeah, the league, the game was great. Already, we already knew that going to All-Star, there would be some events that were, you know, for special crowds only, mainly the skills competition and the three-point contest. That wasn't a ticketed event. It was basically for media and then some of the AAU teams. And I don't even think it was all of the AAU teams. There must have been a select few teams. But Sabrina Ionescu and Allie Quigley won the skills competition, and the Allie Quigley became the only man or woman to win the three-point contest for four times. And so that was fun and exciting to see. I think a lot of people thought that her biggest competition would have been Kelsey Plum, but Kelsey Plum did not do well. But she made up for it, because if you watched the All-Star game, Kelsey Plum went off. She was knocking everything. You know, even though Enrique snatched some ankles and made her come to her knees, hey, she walked away with the MVP teacup. So that was fun. The All-Star game was definitely fun. Oh my God, Seal and the dunk. I'm so upset because Sylvia Fowles, when the dunk happened, I was, if you don't know, I work on social for Made for the W. So I was, you know, getting some other posts up, and it happened so quick that I didn't even have time to pull my phone out and record the dunk. Like, I'm so upset, but I love that she was able to do this in her final All-Star game. And she got up. She got up. And everyone, like on both teams, the fans were going wild when they saw her do like that quick gather step or whatever. They knew what was about to go down. And like she did it. And like it was so dope. It was so dope to see like at this stage of her career, like being able to throw it down still. Like that was amazing. The All-Star game was fun. Team Wilson won. Kelsey Plum, like I said, Kelsey Plum was the All-Star game MVP. There were some amazing performances. You know, in the second half of the game, they all wore jerseys with number 42 on the back for Brittany Griner, wishing a speedy return home to her. Free BG for sure. But during the All-Star weekend, there were limited events. There were limited events for the fans. There was this jam fest that a lot of people wasn't even aware of. Like during the WNBA Live, there was a concert. I forgot what Chance's brother's name is, but he performed, Chance the Rapper performed, Lotto performed. Like, it was an amazing concert, but not everyone was able to attend. There's this whole debacle going on between, you know, when were the events even booked? When was everything planned? What was the intent on why were fans excluded from some of the festivities? You know, there was this, I think there was these comments from Kathy stating that because of, I guess, safety concerns in Chicago, that's why they wanted to limit fans or limit potential threats of violence and things like that. I just feel bad because there are so many people who traveled from near and far internationally. Like, people invested their hard-earned money to come to Chicago for All-Star weekend, which basically they were only able to really experience one thing, and that was the game. There was the, you know, they were able to mix and mingle somewhat and get pictures in passing, maybe if you're at the hotels or some of the restaurants around the area of your favorite athletes. I saw Ryan doing a few autographs outside of some of the parties. I saw Rebecca Gardner of the Chicago Sky shortly after the three-point contest and everything, doing autographs, taking pictures with some fans there. It was really, it seemed like it was an event for the players to enjoy in media more so than the fans. And I remember I mentioned, I saw some comments. I was like, I don't know what people are talking about because I had fun. And then that's when, shouts out to Dolores, he had to check me. And I appreciate that. He was like, B, your experience is different. And that's when I really took a step back and was like, whoa, I had no idea that fans couldn't get into everything, or that there was minimal activities for them around All-Star Weekend. And so I hate that for them. I really hate that. I remember back in 2019 was like the perfect All-Star Weekend to me. I also went in 2018 to Minneapolis. That was another great time for WNBA All-Star. Like, there were so many events and festivities, like, I guess, I don't know what you would call them, parties on the plaza or whatever. There was a lot of mix and mingling opportunities for fans to meet and greet their favorite players and things like that. And I just wish that that was something, I wish that that was something that took place for this. I also know Vegas was announced a year ahead because they announced the 2019 Vegas All-Star during 2018 All-Star in Minneapolis. That one, that gave people ample time to prepare, to travel, companies and brands to plan and strategize around their activations. Like those, that it was a well thought out event. I remember in like Mandalay Bay was flooded with festivities for fans. There was so much for the fan. There was so much to cater to the fan experience during All-Star. But outside of that, I did enjoy it, but I feel a little guilty because not everyone's experience is mine. There were some parties. Look, the people know how to party. Stewie debuted her sneakers on court. That was so dope. The Stewie ones from Puma. You had like a lot of the PEs, the play editions, kicks, play edition, play exclusives, whatever. A lot of those kicks were debuted during All-Star. The fits and the fashions and the kicks were out and galore. The girls put on the show. They say, oh, I'm going to get these good fits off. I'm biased. I may be biased, but my top three looks from the red carpet were Skylar Diggins, Asia Wilson, and Jackie Young. I like Jackie Young's getup. I also like the denim for De'Arica. So I like the little patchwork little look going on. I liked that. But that's my type of zhush anyway though. So all in all, I think the game was fun. Obviously, they presented Sil and Sue their flowers, because this is their final All-Star appearances. They are both retiring at the end of the season. This is probably the season that a lot of retirements will happen, or maybe should happen. We don't know. We'll see. but it was fun overall. It was really fun overall. I just hope that next year, a little more effort, a lot more effort is put into the planning, especially if you want to grow your fan base. You want to grow the game, you got to really cater to the fans and give them what they, not only what they want, but what they deserve. But speaking of the trade deadline that I mentioned earlier, man, I kind of felt like it would happen. There were a lot of rumblings of some things that would happen. Obviously, news came out. Shout out to Christina that, you know, Alicia Gray will, you know, that she was a hot topic. And, you know, would she be traded from the Dallas Wings? She's going to finish out the season with the Wings, but then obviously look to be moved in the trade next year for the Wings. So Greg Bibb and them going to have to really make something shake because, you know, Alicia has been consistent from her rookie year to now. She's been consistent. She's been a cornerstone piece of that Dallas Wings franchise. And it's like she's, I don't want to put words in her mouth. I don't want to say she's fed up or anything. But, hey, it looks like she wants out. So, like, yo, let me move to a place that, you know, with a little bit more organization. I don't know. A place that could contend, maybe. So I know for sure there will be a lot of pieces, a lot of teams vying for the services of Alicia Gray, who should have been an All-Star, and I'm going to leave it at that. And so the only move, really, that I saw that happen was, you know, Indiana Fever. They They waived Bria Hartley. It probably was a buyout because she has a pretty sizable contract. And then they ended up signing Renaya Davis. News also came out that there are some possible suitors for Bria Hartley. And it's going to be interesting to see how they're able to work that contract. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing. But yeah, Bria Hartley more than likely will be signed somewhere. She's an experienced guard. Obviously, she was going off before the injury happened. And I think she got in the bubble. And so, you know, came back for that last year. Went to the finals with the Mercury. She played overseas. She was overseas. And she played for the Fever very sparingly this season. We don't know what's going on with Indiana. Lord bless it. We don't know what's going on with them. But I think someone will definitely pick her up. She's a veteran guard that could definitely give you a scoring punch so whether it be off the bench or as a starter. We'll see. Will she end up with Connecticut? Because we know Connecticut is without the services of Jasmine Thomas for the rest of the year after her injury at the beginning of the season. So it's going to be fun. And I think Bria is someone a player that can definitely be a benefit to one of these teams. So especially a team looking to make a deep run in the postseason. So, wishing that she's on the roster. Hopefully the Fever get their act together. Hopefully Renai is able to thrive in this new opportunity. After really not being able to, you know, she missed last year because of an injury her rookie year. She got waived by the Lynx this year. So hopefully, you know, she's able to show that she belongs in the league with the Fever. So that's going to be a lot of young pieces on the Fever roster. We don't know what their vision is, what they're doing. But, hey, that's for them to figure out and for the rest of us to just sit back and watch. That's all that really happened. I wanted a lot more movement. I think the girls are scared. I don't know. They be afraid to, you know, push these buttons. You know, the people in the NBA, they be forcing their trades and stuff. They be forcing their moves. But sometimes the WNBA, they like to play it a little more civilized. And I don't know why. You know, we're here for the drama and the mess and the foolery and, you know, and the player empowerment. But so that's really all that happened. Shout out to the Aces. Boy, I was at the game. Yo, so I'm not really speaking of because I haven't mentioned it yet. I was at the Aces and Liberty game Tuesday in New York. I know for sure that New York has moved into probably the top four of my WNBA atmospheres. I loved the arena, loved the fan engagement, and that that little song they be doing, that LIBERTY, let's go Liberty, whatever they be doing, their little chant and stuff, whatever. Like, they were live there in Barclays, and I was glad to experience that game because I went to a Liberty game during Alicia and Kayla's rookie year, and it was they were at Madison Square Garden, so I went to that game. So that was fun too. But now to actually see them and see the investment into them in Barclays, that was really dope. So I think Vegas, Dallas, and Atlanta are my top four atmospheres when it comes to WNBA experience. I haven't gone to Connecticut yet. I haven't gone to the new arena in Seattle yet. So I'm interested to see. I think I've been everywhere else except for those two. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. And I can't wait to go to the new expansion cities. That's another thing that I wish they had announced. I thought we were going to get some sort of expansion announcement. Like, the cities were going to be revealed during All-Star. But, yeah, that didn't happen. But yeah, that's it. The Aces blew the water. The first game, Sabrina and she made it a game towards the end on Tuesday. But then Thursday, they did. Boy, they were slinging. So we gonna see what happens. It's a race for those final teams towards the bottom. You know, the season's going to be wrapping up in less than a month, actually. The season, I think the last day of the season is August 14th. So we are less than a month away from from us knowing, like, yo, who's going to be in the playoffs? Who's going to, you know, try to get that finals? Will somebody win their first finals? Will it be the Aces? Will it be Connecticut Sun? Will Chicago repeat? Will somebody else, like, yo, let's go get another one? Will the Mystics tighten up? So it's going to be, speaking of the Mystics, I know y'all saw the between the Mystics and the Mercury and the whole Sophie thing and DT kicking players like she kicked Sylvia and nearly knocked out what I think it was Ariel. Like, yo, DT's been anyway. But the little scuffle between Maisha and Sophie, there's so much going on with that. Like, I don't think anyone's, people are saying that, oh, Sophie's not back down. Sophie's not going to do this. Sophie's don't play, tolerate that in her house. I honestly just don't think that Maisha was the one that she really wanted to try. And people say, oh, well, Maisha ain't do nothing. Sophie ran up in her face. Like, this girl also at that time probably said, like, yo, this is my job. Let me not do this right here. But catch me outside. How about that? She might have to pull up to a tenders and bike truck like some other people. We don't know. But, like, it's Phoenix has a lot of shenanigans going on. And they're always in the news for some of the not so pleasant things. Like, I really don't get what their aim is and why. Like, just why sometimes. Like, why? But anyway, yeah, that's all that's happened. I'll be back next week. We got a good weekend of games. Let me see. Who am I picking today? With this weekend's game, today we got Dallas and Chicago. I think Dallas could win. Dallas can make something shake tomorrow. Sunday, we got Aces in Connecticut. That's going to be a good one. That's on ABC. We got the Lynx and the Mystics and got Atlanta and Phoenix. I'm taking Aces, Lynx, and the Dream. I'm taking all the road teams tomorrow. So Aces, Lynx, and the Dream. So, oh, and got Indiana and Seattle. Oh, girl. Seattle. So, three road teams and one home team. Seattle going to beat Indiana. it should be a fun weekend of games. So, let me know. If you went to All-Star and you're listening to this, definitely send me your review of All-Star. And I would be interested to read some of those emails on next week's episode. Email me at aboutthatbw@gmail.com. aboutthatbw@gmail.com. And I'm interested in hearing from you. And yeah, that's all for this week. Follow me. Follow the podcast. It's B Terrell, ITSBTERRELL on both IG and Twitter, and About That BW on both IG and Twitter. So, yeah, until next time, thank you for listening, and always thank me for speaking. Peace out. Bye. My voice is gone. Let me try that again. Peace out. Bye.
It's your girl Mel, and you've been kicking it with B Terrell on About That, and I'm going to need you to pull up every single week. But before you do that, make sure you subscribe, like, rate, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because it's going down each and every week. See ya!